This is Congresswoman Marilyn Musgrave from my congressional office in Washington, D.C. I'm starting a new radio program to let you know more about how I'm working in Washington for the people of Colorado. I'd like to take just a couple of minutes of your time to let you know about what I'm working on right now. Today, I will appear before a subcommittee of the Senate Natural Resources Committee to testify in support of a bipartisan bill to designate Rocky Mountain National Park as wilderness. This designation would protect one of the crown jewels of America's national park system. It would designate approximately 250,000 acres of pristine Rocky Mountain landscape as wilderness. This area will be protected from development while providing access for Colorado's residents and visitors to enjoy this natural wonder. This legislation I will testify on today is the end result of a long process that involved Senator Salazar, Senator Allard, Representative Udall, and me. This bill is a well-crafted compromise that will preserve Rocky Mountain National Park for future generations. An important piece of this legislation is a provision concerning the Grand River Ditch. The Water Supply and Storage Company, which operates the Grand Ditch, agreed to an operations and maintenance plan with officials from Rocky Mountain National Park that will provide future liability protection for the ditch. We needed to find a way to keep the ditch company from being held liable for naturally occurring incidents, such as a rock slide, which they could have not prevented. Ensuring protection to the water supply and storage company was important to make sure that the Grand River Ditch will continue to bring over 20,000 acre-feet of irrigation water to the agricultural community in northern Colorado. Protecting farmers in Larimer and Weld counties is a top priority for me, and I'm gratified that we found an agreement in which both the park and family farms in Larimer and Weld County could be protected. Another important issue I'm working on in D.C. is the Farm Bill. The Farm Bill is the piece of legislation that sets our nation's policy on agriculture for the next 5 years. We're working hard in the House Agriculture Committee to pass a new Farm Bill that provides a fair, level playing field to our farmers and ranchers, as well as creating policies that will lead our nation toward homegrown fuel production that will revitalize our rural communities while lowering our nation's dependence on foreign oil. The Farm Bill is important to Colorado and the 4th District in particular. It contains a rural development title that concerns extending broadband and upgrading electrical infrastructure in rural areas in order to create a better opportunity for renewable energy to flourish. It contains an energy title that promotes a greater supply of homegrown fuel that is more environmentally friendly. This bill will also include the reauthorization of the Conservation Reserve Enhancement Program. This program is designed to help farmers and ranchers preserve land that is not in direct agricultural use. As the ranking member on the Subcommittee on Specialty Crops and Rural Development, I've been working to protect Colorado's interest in the Farm Bill. During consideration of the bill in the Subcommittee, I worked to preserve the policies that keep the sugar program. I worked on policies that keep the sugar program intact at no cost to the taxpayer. Next week, the full Agriculture Committee will begin consideration of the bill, and I look forward to continuing to work in the committee to address the issues that are critical to Colorado's farmers and ranchers. Thank you for taking the time to listen in. I look forward to keeping in touch with you. If I can be of any assistance or help to you about an issue, please be sure to contact any of my offices in Colorado or my office here in D.C.